Right, I'm going to do some piece from the Minchas Chinuch. One of my rain was for Abba Braunspiegel. He used to always quote the Rav. The Rav would always encourage his Talmidim to do Minchas Chinuch, and Rav Braunspiegel would also do Minchas Chinuch. So he always felt that it was a short workout to keep in learning. Like if a person, let's say a person had been in yeshiva and you leave yeshiva, so you don't have time to study the Rishonim and Achronim so much, but you could do like a little Minchas Chinuch. He felt it's like a short little workout, like at the gym, keeps you in good shape for your learning. So this is with Rikidish. So the Chinuch says, there's a mitzvah, l'daber dvarim b'yom Shabbat b'achdas tov v'chem v'siyato. There's a mitzvah to pronounce words about the sanctity of Shabbos when it comes in, and then when you usher it out, shi'abahem zecher gedulat yom u'mala tov avdala tov l'shevach mishar yamim shlefan avlach rav. That you remember how the significance of Shabbos is very different from the days that precede it and that follow it. Shnemar zachor yom Shabbat l'kadsho, kolomar zachreu zecher gedusho gedula. U'v'feir shamru lanu chachamim, shedvarim elim etzuvi manon la'omran al yayin, shkein ba ha'peirish zachreu al yayin. Chazal teach us that you have to make Kiddush, or Kiddush and Havdalah, it sounds like here, on wine. Anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch says that from the Torah, a person could say anything. He says the Nusach HaKiddush is not from the Torah. In other words, the formula that we say for Kiddush, the words we say are not from the Torah. V'zeh titu anshei Knesset Gedola, v'gam shi'e b'brach v'shem malchut. Abba min ha-Torah omer kol chad l'fi ma shirotzeh. From the Torah, a person can make any articulation of the sanctity of Shabbos, but Yikir Sirit Lazkir Malar Yom. And I'm skipping some parts here, but then he goes on, Achatosh, Nichnu Chazal Nusach, Dan Lachil B'Shem Malchud L'Sayim. But now that the Chacham have established a formula for Kiddush, he says, V'lulu Osakim Rachamar Dvar Miyatzma L'Malar Yom, Efshar Afman HaTorah Lo Yatzah. So somewhat paradoxically, in other words, like this, on a Torah level, I can articulate any words to usher in the sanctity of Shabbos. But now that the Chacham have formulated a text that I should recite, so now if I formulate something different, maybe I'm not Yotzei at all. I'm Yotzei zero. You got it? In other words, so in a Torah I could just articulate something. Now the Chacham have formulated a text, I might not be Yotzei at all. And he quotes the Tosos in Sukkah. There's an incident in Sukkah with Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranit that Ziknei Beit Shammai Beit Hillel go to visit him. And he had the Chazal teach us a person shouldn't have Rosh over Ruv over Sukkah b'Shulchan over Toch Habayit. A person on Sukkahs, a person shouldn't have a Sukkah where his head and most of his body is in the Sukkah and the Shulchan is B'Toch Habayit, in other words, the table's in the house. Because even though I think I'm eating in the Sukkah, I might be Nimshach, I might come to eat in the house. So they said, don't do that. So it comes out, I'm making this a little like simplified, but he says, "Im kein lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha." He said that if you eat that way, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah. So why? You're eating in the sukkah. But it means that you're deviating from that which the Chachamim have decreed for that mitzvah. So he wants to say the same thing here. And it's an important klal with that. Okay, now, then he mentions, the Gemara says that a person has to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayom. That another requirement is that when we recite Kiddush, we have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. And he says, it's learned from Megzer Shava. It says, Laman Tizkor Yom Seidcha, and it says, Zachor to Yom Hazeh. So it's Megzer Shava, Zachor, Zachor, that we have to remember. Vein Cholek Al Memrezu, Pashut Duhu Ben HaTorah. So he says, nobody disagrees with this, so it's clear that there's an obligation from the Torah to mention in Kiddush, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Uvalovus Kiryas Mitzrayim Lo Yatzak Klal, Kivin Laman Megzer Shava. So with this, he asks a question. So now the Achronim have a whole Shakal B'Taryam. Again, I'm simplifying everything. There's a question. Let's say a man hears Kiddush, a person davens Ma'ariv and Shul, and then he goes home to make Kiddush for his wife. Right. So a number of Achronim say that when he davens Ma'ariv, he's Yotzeim Kiddush on a Torah level. Now when he's going to recite Kiddush, it'll just be Kiddush on a Drabana level, and his wife has to hear Kiddush on a Torah level. How is any man motzi his wife? There's a question whether there's a din of arevus for women. In other words, like we say, kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. So if I'm chayiv in Kiddush, you're chayiv in Kiddush, so I'll motzi you, even though I was already yotzei Kiddush. But there's a question whether women are bechlal arevus. So that's the question that Achronim have a whole din with this. So now he asks, and all those Achronim, he says, how could that be? He says, do you mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah? When we daven Mariv on Friday night, do we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in our Shemona Esrei? Let's all hear it together. Anyway, but the answer is no, we don't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we don't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Minchas Chinuch says that you can't be Yotzei Kiddush unless you mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the question doesn't even get off the ground. So how will all these Achronim say you Yotzei Kiddush on Deraisa level and davening? You didn't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you didn't mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a zero. That's what he asked. Anyway, so he says, anyway, so he goes on with that. All right. Now, All right. Now, he does have another piece also. He speaks about when we say we make Kiddush on wine. So he says, so many Rishonim take it that Kiddush is Minat Torah, but Yayin or on bread, that's Midibrei Sofrim. That's what many Rishonim take it. So I have to make Kiddush Minat Torah, but the fact that I recite it over wine or over bread, that's a Midibrei Sofrim. But then he quotes Tosfos and Psachim as Mesupak on this. And Tosfos holds it's possible in the Torah I'm obligated to make Kiddush on a kos, but just drinking it is a din to Rabbanim. Just drinking it might be a din to Rabbanim. Anyway, this is some haro. Any questions, comes from something we did? All right, I think that's it. Okay. Rebbe Kananda Machashmeyon, Spock, Self, Yitzchak, Kamal, Kachol, Shemar, and I was supposed to love you here.